5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat, talking about this and this and that and whatnot.
I heard it was bouncing off all the walls.
We're kind of in a strange spot right now. We don't usually walk out this way.
Let's go see the train.
A little sneaky,
okay,
sneaky.
We can do that.
But
welcome back to the N1Not podcast.
Yeah, welcome back. Hey, this time I'm actually going to use the theme song that I specifically made for the show that I forgot to put on the last like four
episodes. I personally love the theme song.
Hey, it's good. It's made with Suno. Actually, I was actually listening to some old episodes because I didn't download podcasts on my way to the beach yesterday, so I was like, I'm gonna listen to them, whatnot. We're good. I like our show.
I agree. We sent a few samples to a few of our friends to pick which song they liked the most, and I said if they didn't pick choice one that I was quitting the podcast, so just happy to say I'm still here.
Amanda kind of
bribed everyone to pick number one.
She kind of moved the vote, which I really don't much appreciate. Some craziness going out of the building.
Yeah, we're kind of passing through
kind
some
of crazy.
Crazy
that guy wants to stab us with a big fork.
I just come this way.
Of course he is.
Let's do that way this time. We're gonna go around.
Oh my god, get this man away from us.
Yeah, we need to get away from this guy because he's loud.
Please hold.
Hey, I have a question for Kyle.
Shoot.
You had an interesting job before you met us. You worked as like a suicide hotline guy, didn't you?
No way. Wait,
no,
I didn't know this.
Yeah. So, I volunteered as a crisis, hotline texter. So,
people would text you, like, I want to kill myself?
Well, yeah, but they would text the website, and I would be on the website, responding back to them, saying, hey, what's the issue?
So you were just texting?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
No, that's what I was doing.
Did they pay ways. Well?
No, it was volunteer, so I got paid nothing.
Oh. He volunteered to be a guy that just texts people like, it's okay, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It's gonna be okay.
But yeah. Seriously, what was the protocol?
I mean, it depends, what their situation was. Like, you could tell right away if it was a, more severe stuff. Like, they wanted to, hurt themselves or hurt someone else. You would, tell your, supervisor, and like, hey, this is what's going on. You know, they'd take it over from there.
But is there some form of, if it's that bad, you have to report it to authorities?
So I think that's what they would do is report it to, cops or not.
Yeah, because I know, if you go to see a therapist and all of a sudden you have, a plan and you say that you want to hurt yourself, they're obligated to.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do that because I was, a volunteer, but...
Yeah.
So you specifically did not deal with those people. You would hand it off if it got to that level.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, if someone was just, a little sad or whatever...
Then I would talk to them, hey,
I mean, I know this is NDA, but, was anything crazy? Was it
Oh, geez, it was, so long ago, too. It happened, back in 2020, around COVID time.
That's, the worst time, too.
Yeah. I mean, I started, I want to say a few weeks before COVID, and then before lockdowns, and the lockdown happened, and it just went berserk.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying the hotlines were off the charts?
Yeah, the hotlines were hotting.
See, I thrived during that time. I know a lot of people, hit, a really low point during that time, and I'm sorry for that.
Yeah.
But
I kind of thrived. Why did you thrive?
I don't know. I don't know. I had nothing else to do, so I was working out, 2 to 3 times a week. I mean, a day. And just, I don't know, just living my life, family time.
That was the same with me. I was running. That's when I started running back during COVID. I was just so bored being inside all day long.
Yeah, I was, the healthy... everyone else said they gained so much weight during COVID, and I was, the complete opposite.
Oh, I lost so much weight.
I lost weight.
I was exercising so much, I don't know. I guess it was just, what you did with your free time that...
Yeah.
See, I don't want to say that I thrived during it, because, first of all, I think you know how to deal with being stuck in a situation. If you've been in a situation where you can't do much, it's I know what that's like. I mean, that's like being fucking upstate in college when you can't fucking do anything all year because it's negative 10 degrees every day.
Right.
You know,
I know this sounds, kind of like a douchebag to say, but I think what helped me Was knowing that I wasn't alone, you know, like everyone was going through the same stuff, like no one was going out and having fun. It was just like, you know, everyone's inside. It's like, you know, why not just make the best of it and do some
stuff? Yeah, and like there were times where like I would just park my ass in a chair on the front lawn and like neighbors would come. And like, I don't know, it was just like a communal thing rather than at least my experience, you know. Everyone was in the same boat.
Yeah. So that's why I wasn't like so upsetting that I wasn't, you know, doing like going out.
The way I could see it is like people that really fell was like if their home life wasn't good. And, like,
or they're dealing with addiction or something like that.
Or dealing with addiction because obviously like addiction spiraled during that time.
I genuinely like, so yeah, I wouldn't say I thrived, but like I think I felt really bad for those people during that time. Like, this is gonna sound so fucking cringe, but I had like empathy stress legitimately because I felt so fucking bad for people that literally had to deal with that, because it's like it's gotta be really hard for like old people, you know, like people, like children, you know, because I worked at a preschool at the time and it was like, god, these we've already spoken about this ad nauseum, but like it was really hard on some people. And yeah, like, and the effect still fucking shows to this day, 4 years later.
Yeah, and you think about like the older people in nursing homes who literally aren't even comprehending like what's happening. They're like, why can't I see my daughter, kind of thing.
Yeah, why can't I see my daughter? They've got dementia.
No, it was sad, but, you know, because my aunt, her boyfriend, who was, you know, I think in his mid-60s, maybe, mid-60s, late-60s, whatever, he had COVID. So they put him in the, nursing home just because there was so many patients.
Right.
And that was a big thing where I guess the last governor put like those sick patients in the nursing homes and they all got COVID together.
Right. Just, like, died.
Yeah,
it was a pretty big scandal.
He
passed away because of that?
Yeah.
Aww. Oh my god, I'm sorry.
It was that, and I think it was, you know, Parkinson's as well. So it was a mixture of the two.
Well, it's like everyone was still learning at that point too. Like people were putting, like hospitals were putting people on ventilators, and we found out that like that was making it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like nobody really knew what to do.
And I mean, I know at first, like, I think it was 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Nobody wore masks because no one knew that it was a big Zoom. So like during, you know, the shopping sprees and the stores were just packed. Everyone was next to each other in COVID because, you know, no one's doing anything.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I partly think that me and my mom, like, we had it that March. I think we got it from a grocery store because that's the only place me and her were going, you know? We were home, shop, home. Like, so that's probably where we had gotten it.
Yeah.
Although my sister was still working at that time.
I didn't get it until I worked at an optical company, and we had a big expo in the city, and it was literally, mind you, 2 years later, but it was literally the first fucking time, like, you know, mask mandates were lifted, and so it was like, we don't have to have mask mandates for this giant expo, and immediately, that was the first fucking time
super
I got
spreader.
Sick. Yeah.
I was not a super spreader.
I got COVID, I think.
I am a super spreader. I spit on people. Go on. Sorry.
Okay, we gotta throw you in jail for that, but it's okay.
Yeah. I got COVID like a year and a half afterwards. You know, it's funny because I was working at BJ's.
That's the blowjob company.
Yeah.
For anyone
speaking of, I just had COVID a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't get it all.
I haven't had it since.
Yeah, what's crazy is like me, my mom, my dad got it like when it first happened. My sister was still going to work, and she never got it until, like, a year and a half later.
Where'd she work?
bleep. That.
Bleep.
Oh, yeah, bleep. Bleep.
I'm just doxing myself left and right all the time.
Enough about this shit. Have we spoken about past jobs yet? I think we did a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
We spoke about your past schooling.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
I worked at... We're going to let this truck pass us going 80 in a parking lot. Just kidding. He's not going that fast.
He was whipping that corner.
He did whip it. Whip it good.
Whip it good. Okay. Oh,
okay. We're never going to have to go in around him.
This man gives zero Fs.
I used to work as... These guys know. I used to work as an ice cream guy at a place called Carvel.
So, I would gain so much weight.
And that was a lot of fun. I still hold it that was the best job that I had. I fucking love that job. Of course, yeah, I did gain weight. That's probably where I did gain most of my weight. But I think college was no help with that either. But
yeah.
But you have ice cream every day?
Pretty much. I mean,
every day is like for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's just dessert.
I have to paint the picture here. Before high school, I was a fucking like little beanpole. Like I literally was so skinny. Like where like I could lift up my shirt and you would always see my rib cage.
Yeah.
I was so fucking skinny. I had like a weird ass metabolism. And then that kind of changed.
I was a fat child. Sorry, continue.
I mean, that kind of changed through high school. You were a fat child?
I was extra fat.
Me too.
I was a blob.
You had to, like, fight me to get me away from food.
I feel like that's the case now. I always feel shamed.
No train.
No train. No train. No train.
No train today.
Sorry, we keep interrupting you.
Well, anyway, the whole point is it was a good first job.
And
I had a lot of fun with it, and I got fired from it.
What happened?
Oh.
Wait, you got fired from...
Carvel.
Carvel.
Yeah, the very, very, very quick of it is I was working super hard. I was on a day that I was supposed to have off, that I specifically asked to be off that day. And I got taken in. There were way too many people working. It was a slow day, but I was doing all of the work. And I think I leaned up against the wall for 5 seconds to catch a breather. And my fucking, the owner of the Carvel came up to me and basically told me that I was a lazy piece of shit. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And it was a moment, like, I lost that. I was like, you got to be kidding. I didn't, like, scream at her. I was like, are you joking? Because I've been doing all the work today. She's like, you can't talk to me that way. And I'm like, well, you should talk to me in a nicer way because I've been working here for 4 years and I've... You know, I'm like one of your best employees. She's like, well, you can leave. And I said, all right.
But I always think that those people like kick themselves after, like, I had a similar experience when I had left my previous valet job. And it's like, I know that they kick themselves because I was always available.
Tire?
You know, the shifts that people didn't want to work, I would take. And they just essentially treat you like shit, you know?
My first job was at, I think it was a stocky job. I was there for 5 days and I quit. Fuck that.
You just hated it? Why? Is there a leg in that bag? Like, what is that, a leg?
No.
It's just a fucking human leg in that
bag.
Oh,
we're finding body parts by the train tracks, by the way. Just for the listeners.
I did some construction. I worked at BJ's. And
what did you do for construction?
I just kind of helped my, no doxing, but somebody knew I helped him out.
You know what my first ever job was? Toys R Us.
You worked at Toys R Us?
I worked at Toys R Us. I was a seasonal employee for like 2 years. Well, it was when I had just gotten my working papers from school, so what? How old are you?
That would have been like
middle
ninth
school.
Or 10th grade.
Or like
what? Middle school?
Maybe 8th grade? No, yeah, maybe 9th grade. I don't remember, honestly.
It would have at least had to have been 9th grade.
Probably.
I mean, my first job was, I was 17, I think.
Fuck, I don't know where we're going. We're going to have to turn around.
More.
Kyle wants to go more.
Yeah.
Kyle wants to go more.
Okay. But I was a seasonal Toys R Us employee, so, like, that meant before Christmas and after Christmas, and after Christmas was busier than before Christmas.
Because of returns?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why else are you around? What year was that?
That was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye-bye Toys R Us.
Yeah. Pre-COVID.
Wait, so does that mean Babies R Us is still a thing, or is that like whole corporation tied together?
I mean,
I think Babies R Us still exists.
I think it does too.
Yeah. Because there's a lot more babies in the world than there are children. Think about
that. Bye-bye Baby. That's a thing, right?
Bye-bye Baby.
We used to take like coupons for those.
Why?
But like people would bring in like really expired coupons and I'd like get into fights with them.
Oh,
like,
you mean Toys R Us were taking coupons for those? I thought you personally. I'm like, why did you do that?
Yeah, I just wanted bye-bye baby coupons.
She really
wanted like
some formula. Amanda's sucking on formula.
Oh man.
I think I mentioned this in a previous episode. I worked at a GameStop for a time being. That was a really shit job.
GameStop?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you never hear good stories from GameStop employees. They just really treat their employees like crap.
It was called Hollywood Video Store?
Yes.
That was fucking awesome. There was that one, and I guess Hatch was the game store, which is fucking
Not games, but I miss Blockbuster.
Yeah,
those were the days.
You know, it's funny because like a lot of people, we tend to kind of like make those times seem way better than they were. But it's true that to some level, you know, being limited in your choices was better than having everything at your fingertips. Yeah. Right?
Right. Like, you had to pick something that was there.
Yeah. And it was an event because you had to go out and get it.
Yeah, and you'd pick up, like, a candy or a popcorn.
You got popcorn food.
It was an outing.
It was an outing.
Yeah.
And then you may have also known your Blockbuster guy. We knew our guy. Before we went to Blockbuster, we actually went to, or actually get to see the end of where these tracks lead to.
Yeah.
We used to go to this just regular-ass rental store. It wasn't a Blockbuster. It was just unnamed. And, I don't know if either of you have watched The Simpsons.
Yeah.
You know, comic book guy? The guy who literally talks like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was quite fucking literally the dude who owned that store. It was like a fat guy with a neck beard, a ponytail.
Turn around.
And, yeah, we're going to turn around now. And he was really nice to us, but I think one time I came into the store ready to get, like, I don't know, some sort of video. And I was like, I'm excited to see the fat guy, like, in the store.
No.
And he was like, oh, that really ruined my day.
Whoa, look at that old rusted can.
There's some rusted-ass cans out here.
How old do you think that is?
I'd say that's from 19 Diggity 2.
19 Diggity 2.
Yep.
I remember when Netflix had the boxes still, if you're at like 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Go there and get the fucking.
We would get, or like
way.
You would rent one, it would be sent to your house, and then you have to like send it back out.
Yeah.
Old Netflix?
Yeah.
I never used it.
Was it called Redbox? Was it?
No, that's different.
Redbox is still kind of exists, right?
No, they're just closing down now. They're finally.
What was that then?
It was like, just like,
it was like a vending machine. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Then I guess I'm thinking the wrong one.
A movie vending machine. They usually like were outside of like CVS's or like.
Because I think they had games. I don't know if Netflix did or not. I don't think they did.
I don't think Netflix did, but Redbox, yeah, Redbox had games.
Redbox.
Yes, it did. But yeah, Netflix was like an older ass thing, and then when it finally started going, when it started doing download, like no one had the speeds to kind of like want to do that, you know, because it was like I had to download a whole fucking movie.
But even just the concept of ordering a movie and having to wait for it and then sending it back when you're done is so crazy.
It is, yeah.
How long was like the waiting period? Just like
a few days.
Yeah, just a few days.
But the thing is you would get like a few ahead of time. So that, like
and then you had to return it in a certain amount of time.
There was a period of time. This was fucking crazy. I think it was part of Netflix or like some sort of subsidiary company was designing a disc that could literally only be played once before it gets wiped. So it plays through once and like that way you can't like copy it or do shit to it. So it was literally a disc that destroys itself.
Where bootlegs were born.
Yeah.
It's just hard copies. Like,
yeah. We used to get a lot of bootlegs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did you too, Kyle?
Yeah, there was like a Chinese restaurant in my house that sold on it.
That's so great. That's such a time gone by. We used to watch so many fucking bootlegs. I think I told you guys this once, but my uncle was like, you guys are gonna love this. I got the movie Avatar for free. And it was like, oh, yes. And we got the bootleg of it. And we popped it in. And as soon as the fucking Avatar started talking in their fake language, it was all in like Portuguese. And it was burnt in. So.
It was that or like when Fire Sticks first came out. And people were uploading to like the really random like stream site things, and it would be just them recording in a movie theater.
Yeah.
And you're watching a movie like off of someone's phone.
That was
toaster.
Most of the bootlegs I watched were.
Yeah, just someone recording it.
There was a period of time when like, I don't want to say that like pirating became mainstream, but there was a program called Popcorn Time. Did either of you hear about that?
I don't think so.
It was huge. It was this awesome thing. It had like straight up the same design as Netflix at the time, and you could watch any fucking movie, any show. It was a whole database. it essentially works the same way as like those like things, streams that we use, like F Movies and 123 Movies, except it was an actual app. But what I didn't know was that you are technically downloading it as you're watching it, and you're also technically seeding it, which means you're also kind of uploading it yourself. And that's where you get in trouble.
Well, that's how like LimeWire worked.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, that's why you couldn't just leave LimeWire running in the background.
No, you couldn't. Well, so what happened was I forget what
reason. Nice.
Did you use LimeWire?
No.
To download songs? No.
No.
He's a baby. Just
yeah. I'm a youngster.
He's a Napster? That's earlier than LimeWire.
I'm a youngster.
Oh, hipster. Anyway, I watched like 4 fucking movies on it, and sure enough, we got a nice big call from our ISP saying like, you have downloaded 8 movies in the last, and
no
distributed
way.
8 movies, and it's like, we're turning off your internet, and I had to call them back and explain that like, I got this to a friend, and I didn't know what I was doing, and blah, 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 you know. And they turned my internet back on, they're like, okay.
This is the warning,
final
though.
Final warning.
When was that?
What?
When was that?
This was back in like 2012 or 2013, yeah. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember always being like a little scared of LimeWire and like, because like, yeah, you're literally, as you're downloading, you're also seeding. So like, here I am.
Yeah.
Downloading illegal content.
Well, downloading isn't the problem. It is when you distribute it that you get in trouble for, and seeding is technically distributing. So, yeah, that's where you get in trouble. But LimeWire wasn't just scary because of that. It was scary because the shit that you downloaded from it, more times than not, wasn't what you were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, like, cook horrible fucking videos into some of that shit.
Christ.
I'm talking, like, worse than most shit you've ever seen. So.
Or, like, you would just get, like, a horrible copy and it would just have, like a sample.
Yeah,
sample. Throughout the whole entire thing.
Sample. Sample. Yeah, but like some people got dolphin porn.
What the f- Yeah, like you would be downloading like Toxic by Britney Spears, but it's like not that.
It's Mr.
anything but that.
You know Mr. Hans? Yeah, this is too much.
Whoa, I said it wasn't windy and here we are.
We just got into a wind tunnel, sorry folks. Mr. Hans was a guy getting fucked by a horse and then he died.
Wait, like literally?
Yes. That was either Mr. Hands or Mr. Hans. We have got to cross over. So yeah. LimeWire was scary for that reason. Me and my sister destroyed our first home computer with LimeWire. When we found out that you can pirate like video games, it was like, what?
And what a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Literally.
LimeWire.
It was a time to be alive. It was just like, you know, it was the frontier. There was no fucking Twitter. There was no Facebook.
Nope.
There was CartoonNetwork.com and you played the fucking skateboarding games.
Oh, dude. Speaking of Cartoon Network, they're closing down.
Yeah, they're finally closing it down.
Oh,
be careful with that.
Oh. Rip CartoonNet.
That's crazy, dude. Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network.
We would go to my dad's. It's funny that, like, there was a period of time where, like, computers were not even good enough to play browser games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we would go to my dad's computer at his office, which was like top of the line, some sort of Dell 2003 piece of shit computer. And we would go on Cartoon Network and we got in trouble with their IT guy.
Because he's probably looking at all the history and why the computer's slow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
That was so much fun. Did you ever visit your dad at work, Kyle? Or your parents at all, for that matter?
My dad, like, one time went there, but not really. My mom, no doxing, but she is a healthcare worker. So, you know, I wouldn't really go there and see her.
Well, I wouldn't. If either of my parents were healthcare, I would not have come ever to see them at work. Hospitals.
There was one time when I called my mom at work and someone at the front desk picked up. Put me on the phone and
home. Did that scare you as a child?
Not really. It's kind of like, you know, I think nowadays, what the fuck, but back then I had no idea that's what it
was. I was definitely one of those kids that was like scared to pick up the phone.
Like for anyone?
Yeah. I didn't like doing it.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't either. If it would ring, I would like grab the phone and bring it to my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly that.
But yeah, that's usually how it went.
We were scared of such stupid things as a kid. We were also taught much differently. Like, there was a lot. This was probably one of the first few episodes we talked about this, but there was a lot of emphasis on stranger danger when we were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But now it's like the internet is just so vast that, like, you can't even really stop.
Yeah, how do you stop stranger danger?
You can't, like, teach people, like, the most you could do is, like, don't talk to people you don't know.
Yeah.
On the internet, but.
I mean, even nowadays,
for us, it was more so like, if a guy is gesturing for you to come near him, don't do that.
Even nowadays, if I'm going to call someone who I don't know the number, I don't pick up at all. You know, so it's like.
I don't pick up on their numbers.
Yeah. It's you know, it's probably like spam call.
Well, Andrew lets, like, random people through the door. He picks up random phone calls.
It's always just, like, spam. So it's like, I'm not going to pick up because, you know, my time wasted.
I always say, like, if I don't know the number, and it's important, they'll leave a message. If they don't, it's
you know,
a scam or spam.
You can pick up your phone. So it's like, oh.
Do you have a voicemail, Amanda? Like a proper voicemail?
No.
You should set one up. Sorry, Kyle.
No way.
Why not?
Car.
I got fooled by one of those fake voicemails like a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. You did.
It's like, hi. Oh hey. If you want to come down.
That was so funny.
That was mine.
That was yours.
The longest time, dude.
I hated that when I was like calling one of my friends and they would have that.
I have the Family Guy theme song playing at first. And then I pick up and go, hey. And I wait for a second, but oh yeah, I'm not here right now. Call back later on.
So ridiculous. You had the fucking Family Guy theme song.
Yeah.
Then, hey, yeah, people were already hanging up when they heard the family.
Did you guys like to set your ringtones at some point? Like record off the radio or like record
from
a YouTube video or something?
I think one time I bought a song.
I managed to figure out, like, I used to love to tamper with shit, so I managed to figure out how to actually get ringtones for free on your phone back
then. I've done, like, actual songs.
Yeah.
But before that, I was, like, recording straight from, like...
Yes. Yeah, I did that too.
You know.
I did that too. I think mine was fucking...
In the phone right next to my computer or, like, wherever.
This is gonna sound so stupid, and I have no idea why I fucking did it, but I'm pretty sure... I mean, most things I did, like, I was irony poisoned since, like, fucking 5. But, like, I think my fucking ringtone was Holla Back Girl, because I thought it was funny.
Mine's probably, like, Jonas Brothers, or something... something along that.
There is a period of time, I'm a fucking such a nerd. Oh, they got pizza? Wait up here, bro!
That's not pizza, dude.
Oh, that's
that
not pizza.
That is definitely not pizza. That is just boxes.
I'm embarrassed.
My jam back
yet
in the day,
again.
Like around 07, 08, was the like John Cena album. So he's always bumped that in my room.
Was whose new album?
John Cena.
What do you mean?
Oh,
he had an album?
Yeah.
John Cena made music like that?
What the fuck?
So had that, dude.
You can't see me.
He's a big ass.
Is that all he said? He's like, you can't see me.
You can't see me. I'm invisible. Yeah. John Cena.
I have like a giant kind of like CD player. I like a fucking box, whatever it's called. Sick.
Where is John Cena nowadays?
He's still starring in, he does voiceover commercials, does movies.
He's in some movie come out though.
He does movies.
Dude, he was in a movie called Cock Blockers. That movie sucked so much fucking ass. It was such a vapid fucking movie. The fuck? They got like a toucan over there or some shit.
Housing a toucan.
That movie was so bad. It was like... What the fuck? Straight up a fucking toucan.
That was a strange noise. Why a toucan? Do toucans sound
well,
like that?
It's like a jungle bird. A kookaburra? That sounds like a kookaburra.
Kookaburra.
Kookaburra in the old oak tree. Looking at me.
Weird place for a fence post.
Yep. I forgot what I was saying.
Before the kookaburra interrupted us.
One time my
ringtone. We were talking about John Cena, Cock Blockers.
Oh yeah, that was a bad movie.
The first movie I saw John Cena in was a Marine. It was him and someone else.
That's such a stupid movie.
The movie sucked, yeah. It was so dumb. But that was, I think, around, I don't know, maybe 2010 or something.
Yeah.
I saw my dad, my brother, and me. Yeah. It was not good.
Were you like dressing like John Cena?
No, no. But I used to have action figures of the wrestlers. I always had on.
You were one of those guys?
Yeah.
That was really big in my school, wrestling. It was like wrestling figures and tech decks.
Oh, I love tech decks, dude.
Yeah. We actually like did the Beyblades. That was something we legitimately did when we were younger.
You did the what?
Beyblades. Is that lost on both of you?
Yeah.
They were like spinning tops that were like crazy and you let it rip and yeah, I guess.
Did you have this Yu-Gi-Oh kind of particle?
Oh, the dual disc, yeah.
Yeah, the dual disc. Yeah.
I did not have that because I did not like Yu-Gi-Oh that much.
No, but nothing.
It was like the shit you would wear on your arm. We had kids that would wear that around school. Man, kids are so fucking cringe. I was one of them, but in my own special ways.
Wait, is Yu-Gi-Oh and like Pokemon? Like I know, like I just remember people like talking about Yu-Gi-Oh, but is it kind of like Pokemon? It's just like, weren't they like?
Yu-Gi-Oh was just cards.
Yeah. Oh, it's just cards.
Just cards, yeah.
Someone's screaming.
What is goddamn happening in this town?
I don't know.
We ran a 5K on Saturday.
We ran a 5K on Saturday.
The maps are fast.
Yeah. I'm proud of myself, although I will own enough to the heat that Amanda was very hot.
It was really freaking hot. The problem was the humidity, really.
It was quite hot, but I was proud of myself. I actually kept pace pretty dang well.
You did good.
I think I only had to stop like twice.
That was good. That's fine. Yeah.
We did the damn thing. Now we're gonna do another one.
Yeah, no doxing, but there was this donut company there.
That wants to no doxing.
But it's animal donut. It was not fresh, so it was not that good. It was upsetting.
It was delicious. You should have gone there in the
well,
goddamn
Andrew
morning.
Andrew ate a donut and a cookie before he ran the 5K, so I don't know how he lasted.
Well, I felt it. I was starting to burp up the donut.
Well,
I had to regurgitate.
No doxing, but this
JK.
Donut company.
the donut company.
No doxing.
No doxing. It was, if it was fresh, maybe it'd be good, but it wasn't fresh, so it was,
No okay. Docs Donuts.
No Docs Donuts.
That's the name of this episode.
No Docs, but it was a maple bacon. No Docs Donut.
Last question. Favorite flavor donut? Go.
Can I pick two?
Go ahead.
Blueberry and strawberry.
I'm going to say just glazed.
Like I like a nice blueberry and then like the strawberry frosting one.
Glazed or jelly sometimes.
Some specialty flavor, I would pick like anything with, they have like the bacon ones. And otherwise, like any type of glaze.
Bacon!
Bacon! No Docs. Yeah.
Okay, bye.
No Docs Donuts. Bye.